All right, everyone, welcome back. And we are speaking with Pastor Michael Gamble. And our focus is on developing faith to overcome fear and doubt. And you were mentioning how when the Lord Jesus ended up in the wilderness, it wasn't by accident. It wasn't because he made an error. He was following God the Spirit, faithfully following God the Holy Spirit. And that's why he ended up in the wilderness, going through that tremendous ordeal of fasting for 40 days, 40 nights by himself, no one to keep him company. Then he has to deal with the devil. We mentioned the valley of the shadow of death. You talked about that a little bit earlier in the discussion. And one of the things that you pointed out there is that we're traveling through, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil because God is with us. This is the question I want to ask you about that. We're in the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil because the Lord is with us. When does the Lord show up when we have our valley experiences?
You know, that's one thing we got to understand, that God, from the beginning to the end, he's there. Mm. And sometimes we don't feel him because we are not going through too much. But when it gets to the core of it, we reach out to God, and we want to reach out to God. And a lot of times I think that in the body of Christ, when people go through valleys and experiences, a lot of times we want to think something happened. They did something that was disobedient. Yeah. They sinned. But a lot of times the God to elevate you, to get you to that next level, God tests us. He allowed the test to come. Now, God is not the tester. He allows the enemy to come and test you. And that's sometimes doing that. We got to experience that Jesus went through that, even though we understand that he grew in stature with God and with man. Yeah. But one thing that was so renowned about him, but it was time for the test when he went in the wilderness. Mm. And he overcame it. We understand he overcame it by the word of God. Because through the word of God, he spoke to the enemy, and for a season, the enemy left him. And so this is something that we have to deal with today, because we understand that sometimes we want to make sure that, you know, God's grace is with us. But on the same token, we got to also understand that God is not mocked. Mm. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Certain things we go through because of what we've sown. Certain yeah. things we go through because our faith in God. God want to take us to another level. And that's why the pressing sometimes in our lives, where God want to get you just like that olive fruit that's pressed through the oil of it, the anointing of it. And that's from every level. See, you don't go to the third, fourth grade without a test. Mm. Even in our lives as Christians, we got to go through some things sometimes. David said, if I had not been afflicted, I would not have known the power of God. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we got to understand, because sometimes if we really look back and see where God has brought us from, it's just like the footprint in the sand, that during those hardest times when there's just only one set of footprints, it's where God kept you, God carried you. You did not make it through on your own. The yeah. enemy would have destroyed you. Yeah. But if it had not been for the Lord, that should be our testimony as believers, and even at the next level that we go through, that it wasn't our education, it wasn't our intelligence that got us there, it was that God, the one that carried us through those times. And so this is so important, that if we look at Jesus' life and look at our lives today, it's that I promise you, you're going to have some valley experiences. But the problem is, how do you deal with your valley experiences? And that's why we have to go back to the word of God. We got to trust what God say, and we gotta shop the Bible. You know, just like you go to Walmart and you shop for things, that's how you got to do with the Bible. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever valley experience you got, God said, I got a word for you in the Bible. I got something that's going to get you to overcome what you're experiencing. And realize that through the pressing, through in that, he said, and the more, the ultimately, God wants you to get to know him more.
Yes.
He wants you to get to know him. And that's why Paul said, I press towards the mark yes. of the high calling of God. See, the high calling don't come without a press. Mm. The high calling is going to cost you something. And ultimately, what Jesus did, because God highly exalted him and gave him yes. a name that's above every name. Why? Because he, guess what? He was wounded for our transgression. Mm. He was yes. bruised for our iniquity. And he went through the ultimate, the most brutal death that a man could go through. And I guess he's Lord of Lords and he's King of Kings.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we're here today, because we love God. We're here today because we got a relationship with Jesus Christ. And we know that we want to encourage somebody that's listening right now. This is not you didn't just tune to this radio station. You tuned to this radio station. God said, I'm going to see you through it. He told me to tell you right now. You're listening right now. God said, I'm going to get you through it. Mm-hmm. Even while you're in the car, you can wipe them tears from your eyes. I'm going to get you through it. You're going to experience what you need to experience out of this, because I'm going to carry you through it. Because he that began a good work in us, it's faithful enough and complete enough to carry us through the end of it. Because God don't start with us and quit. And that's why it's so important that you invited me here today to let somebody know that even though you're in the valleys of the shadows of death, God said, fear no evil. I'm with you. I'm going to see you through.
And when he sees them through, like you said, they don't need to be glorifying themselves. They need to glorify God and further strengthen the relationship, because he will have proven himself to them.
Yes.
And they'll know, I really can trust God. I can trust God. Not just David, not just Moses, not just Deborah,
yes, sir,
not just Hannah, but I can trust God because he comes through for me too.
Mm. Yes, sir. And that is so important, because we always want to go back to the Bible. What happened last week? Was he faithful last week? And this is something that we have to understand, because God he keep proving himself.
Yeah.
Over, and I look at my life when I'm in the CMP and I almost gave up, and I've had them situations too. I'm not immune to fear. I'm not immune to doubt. I'm not immune to unbelief. But in the midst of that, every time he brought me through. And if he did it for me, and he's not a respected person, he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, I'm here to tell you, we can trust God.
And life is so much better when we are trusting him rather than doubting him.
Yes, sir.
You know what I've noticed, Pastor? I'm using energy either way. When I'm believing God, I'm using up energy.
Yes, sir.
When I'm doubting God, I'm using up energy.
Negative energy.
Negative energy.
Yes,
and
sir,
that negative energy wears me out. But that positive energy of faith builds me up.
Oh,
and I
awesome.
Feel
that's
so much
awesome.
Better.
I'm gonna have to, you're gonna hear that a bit again, because that negative part, I gotta preach that. That is
yes,
so
sir.
Powerful that God gave you that revelation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really am glad that you are able to join us today. I want to make this request. I want to ask you to record the date, record Pastor Michael Gamble's name. I mean, literally, record it. Write it down. Type it in your pad. However you do it. So that you can go back to the website at your leisure and listen to this conversation again. He really shared some tremendous insights with us. And you know how it is. Sometimes we're hearing things and we know we're grabbing hold of some great truths. But you know how it is. We can still miss some things. And so we can go back, hear it again. Oh, you know what? I did miss that the last time. Or, you know what? I heard him say that before. That grabbed me then, and it's grabbing me again. I want you to put in the name Michael Gamble, today's date, so that when you go back to the website, you go to speakinglip.com, put into the search bar Michael Gamble, or just go to today's date. I really do want you to listen to this discussion again. Maybe get your family members and others, listen to it again, because he's right. God wanted us to hear what God shared with us through Michael Gamble today. Pastor, I really appreciate you for having joined me again, too.
Oh, sir, it's
I
just
feel
an
like
honor
being a mother,
to be able to come
it's the
and
most
just
important
our spirits
thing to me
as they come
life.
Together and to lift up.
Faithful is our God.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a blessing.
Faithful.
It's been a great one.
Faithful.
Put into play faithful what you heard today. You'll be amazed at how it will not only benefit you, but by doing so, you'll be letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.